This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a special meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security, CCS, to review measures taken by various ministries and departments and also discussed further initiatives to be taken in the context of the ongoing West Asia conflict at his residence in New Delhi yesterday. More from our correspondent.
During the meeting, the Prime Minister assessed the availability of critical needs for the common man. He also discussed the availability of fertilizers in the country and steps being taken to ensure its availability in the Kharif and Rabi seasons. The Prime Minister also directed that all efforts must be made to safeguard the citizens from the impact of ongoing conflict. Mr. Modi underlined the need for timely and smooth flow of authentic information to the public to prevent misinformation and rumor mongering. Mr. Modi also directed all concerned departments to take all possible measures to ameliorate the problems of citizens and sectors affected by the ongoing global situation. During the meeting, interventions across agriculture, fertilizers, shipping, aviation, logistics and MSMEs to mitigate emerging challenges were discussed. Further, a review of supply diversification of LPG and LNG fuel duty reduction and power sector measures was also undertaken to ensure stability of essential supplies. With Bhanu's report, this is Ankit Kumar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Prime Minister will inaugurate and launch Sadhana Saptah 2026 this morning to enhance civil servants' capacity development. The Department of Personnel and Training Capacity Building Commission and Karma Yogi Bharat will collectively organize a week-long Sadhana Saptah starting today in New Delhi. It aims to build the capacity, performance and efficiency of civil servants across the country. The notification for the second phase of assembly elections in West Bengal will be issued today. 142 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on 29th of April. Along with this, the process of filing nominations will begin. Candidates may submit their nominations until April 9. The submitted nomination papers will be scrutinized the following day. The last date for withdrawal of candidature is 13th of April. The budget session of Parliament will conclude today. Rajya Sabha is likely to take up the Andhra Pradesh Reorganisation Amendment Bill 2026 for consideration and passing today. The first part of the budget session began on 28th January and continued till 13th of February this year. The second phase of budget session commenced on 8th of last month. During the first phase, discussion took place on the motion of thanks to the President's address and the Union Budget for 2026-27. US President Donald Trump has said that American forces will finish the job in Iran soon as core strategic objectives are nearing completion. In a televised address from White House, Trump touted the success of the US campaign Operation Epic Fury, saying the US is winning bigger than ever before. In his 20-minute speech, Trump said every American can look forward to a day when they are finally free from the wickedness of Iranian aggression and the specter of nuclear blackmail. NASA's first crewed mission around the moon in more than 50 years, Artemis II, has taken off. The Space Launch System rocket lifted off from Kennedy Space Center in Florida, U.S. at around 3:54 a.m. Indian time today. The crew on the 10-day Artemis II mission will not land on the moon but plan to circle it while traveling further from Earth than anyone has ever been before. First Deputy Prime Minister of Russia, Denis Manturov, arrived in New Delhi this morning. The Ministry of External Affairs said that Mr. Manturov is scheduled to meet National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today. Hanuman Jayanti is being celebrated today in different parts of the country with religious fervor. The day commemorates the birth of Lord Hanuman. In the national capital, devotees are thronging the Hanuman temple since early morning to offer prayers. In the SAF Men's Under-20 Football Championship, defending champions India thrashed Bhutan 5-0 to storm into the final in Male, Maldives last night. India will now face Bangladesh in the summit clash tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.